Sarah, this Anthropic story feels like a watershed moment for A company-government relations. According to the Axios reporting, Anthropic executives flew staff to DC specifically to address what they're calling a White House fight involving something called the Mythos Fable situation. The fact that they felt compelled to make emergency trips to Washington suggests this isn't routine policy discussion.
What's particularly striking is the timing and urgency. When AI companies start making emergency flights to manage government relations, it signals that whatever regulatory framework we thought was developing is actually much more fragile and politically charged than anticipated. The Mythos Fable reference is intriguing. That sounds like it could be related to either a specific AI safety incident or perhaps a classification issue around their research.
From a business perspective, this exposes how precarious the position of leading AI companies really is. Anthropic has positioned itself as the safety-conscious alternative to other players, but if they're having to send damage control teams to DC, it suggests even their careful approach isn't insulating them from political risk. The cost of these kinds of emergency government relations efforts isn't just financial. It's a signal to investors that regulatory capture or sudden policy shifts remain major business risks.
There's also a fascinating piece from Stratechery about Anthropic's safety superpower that adds context here. The argument Ben Thompson is making is that Anthropic's emphasis on AI safety isn't just ethical positioning, it's actually a competitive moat. If safety becomes the key regulatory requirement, then Anthropic's early investments in constitutional AI and safety research become massive advantages over competitors who focused purely on capability scaling.
That's a sophisticated strategic read. But if Thompson's thesis is correct, then this DC crisis could actually be Anthropic defending their competitive positioning. If other AI companies are pushing back against safety-first regulations, or if there's pressure to weaken safety requirements for competitive reasons, Anthropic has to fight to maintain the regulatory environment that favors their approach.
The international implications here are significant too. China is watching how the U.S. handles AI governance, and European regulators are developing their own frameworks. If Anthropic can't maintain their position with the U.S. government, it undermines the entire Western approach to AI safety regulation. Beijing would love to see Western AI companies tied up in regulatory knots, while Chinese companies operate with fewer constraints.
The HN discussion on this story is particularly revealing because you can see the different perspectives within the tech community. Some commenters are arguing that any government involvement in AI development is overreach, while others are pointing out that the stakes are too high for purely market-driven development. The fact that even the typically libertarian HN community is split suggests this is genuinely complex territory.
What concerns me most is that we're seeing these emergency interventions rather than systematic policy development. When companies are flying teams to DC for crisis management rather than participating in structured policy processes, it suggests our institutions aren't keeping pace with the technology. That's a recipe for both regulatory capture and sudden, poorly designed interventions.